seven after the hour on the Dutch Stefan Good Day program. We are focused on Albuquerque, or as Bob likes to call it, Albuquerque, or Albuquerque.
Q-U-E. There's two Q's.
Richie, the first time I ever came to Albuquerque, Bob invited me to come for the Balloon Weekend in October.
I'd love to do that.
Balloon Fiesta.
One of the most unbelievable experiences. Spectacular is a word that applies.
So did you go up in the balloon?
No, we didn't go up in the balloon.
Oh, why didn't? Why not?
I don't know.
We had the radio station had two balloons.
No, we went. I remember we
Shame
sat.
On me.
We were up in the hills, and we were at a restaurant. When it was like late in the afternoon, dusk or something.
Oh, did we take the tram up to the top?
Yeah, I think we did. We went up. We were up at the top of something. I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. And how many years ago would that have been?
Well, that would have been in the late 80s.
My God, that long ago?
Yeah.
Seems like you say that phrase a lot nowadays.
My God,
that long ago?
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like yesterday.
Oh, my God. I don't remember. My life is passing in front of me.
Like a blur.
Maybe, I have to pay more attention to when I'm driving to where I actually am.
That's right.
It might be important. Rich McFadden, Bob Kay here. He's my general manager, also the traveling companion. He's good on the road, especially when we have technical problems like we did last night, because I wouldn't have been here today if it wasn't for Bob and Fred back at the studio in Washington.
And Don, who's a
and Don is very
general
good
manager
here.
He's
very
genius
good at this stuff. Also, as long as we are in Albuquerque, there's something interesting going on here. A lot of interesting things going on. But
yeah.
I met a fellow last night named Jeremy Reynolds, who has a homeless shelter. Now, that in itself is not news. There's not a commanding headline there. Jeremy Reynolds runs homeless shelter. The news here, or the headline, is how it runs, where the funds come from, and the uniqueness of serving 300 or so people at a time. Jeremy, thanks for joining us here on Good Day, and it was very nice meeting you last night and the folks that work with you. How did you, Bob says he remembers you being involved in a lot of things in the community back when he was running KOB in the 80s. So how long does your connection with helping people go back?
Well, you know, when you say that, Doug, incidentally, good morning. It's good to be on the air with you and our folks at Kiva, Don Davis and Double C, Craig Collins, just wonderful guys. When you talked a minute ago about your life beginning to pass by you, when you say that, it almost feels like the same thing for me.
Well, you know what it is? It's our experiences, and they give us some grit. I think that's probably it as much as anything else.
Well, I'm not quite sure how long my connection with your friend goes by, but maybe to the mid-80s. I began this agency back in mid-1986 when I was three. I'm just kidding. But I was a lot younger. And my vision I had was to keep the entire homeless family together at one of the worst points in time in their entire lives. And as you said a minute ago, we take as many as 300 people a night. In addition to that, Doug, we feed as many as 10,000 meals a month at our facility in the South Valley, and we also have what we call a Lifeline of Hope truck that goes out around the entire community feeding as many as 6,000 meals a month. And we do not get, of course, any federal, state, county, or city money. We do everything entirely dependent upon the generosity of the free will community. You know, those folks who give, but they don't have to, unlike the government.
All right, so 300 people are served in the shelter as far as having shelter, and up to 16,000 people a month are fed, 16,000 meals a month are fed.
Correct.
So is this faith-based? If you don't get support from the taxpayer, you obviously have probably campaigns that would call attention to what you're doing and ask people for support, but do you get support from the local clergy or religion, whether it's Christian or Judeo? We all talk about the Judeo-Christian tradition in our country, and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I don't know anything about the Muslim community, or even if there is one. We all think about these things, though, now. Is there a Muslim community in Albuquerque, and are they involved in any of this?
We just take support from whoever chooses to give. We are an evangelical faith-based ministry, but we look to the community, you know, for whoever wants to give, what I like to say is if you're Christian, you have an obligation, you know, from God's word to give. And basically, if you're just a caring person who is concerned about those who have less in our community, we have so many thousands of caring people in our community. We mail out a little mail-in newsletter, like a simple ask each month, to about 15,000 people a month. And, you know, really, our ministry is not, as a rule, made up of any huge donors, even though we have a few. But it's made up of thousands of little people who will never be on the show with you, more than likely. But those who just have a heart, a concern, for those who have less, for those who care about the people on the streets, the women, families, boys and girls, and who want to play a part in helping them get back on their feet. You know, according to our public schools, we have as many, I believe, as like 5,000 homeless kids here in Albuquerque, which to me is a tragedy.
Wow. When you think about the homeless and people that go hungry in our country, it seems unacceptable. It just doesn't seem right. And I don't mean that. There's not a philosophical, there's not a religious, there's not a tone behind that statement other than maybe a little disgust with the realities of people either not being able to get things or not working hard enough for them. I think there are a lot of people, and I don't mean this to twist negatively, but there is a mentality, an entitlement mentality that's developed in our country that seems to keep some people who are able and who could take care of themselves from doing it, and in that way take advantage. I'm not suggesting that's what's going on here with the folks that you're helping, but I think it does happen to a certain extent, and we need to do what we can to encourage those people to take care of themselves, because there are legitimate needs. There are legitimate circumstances. There are people who really need the help, and I wouldn't want to see them go without because someone who really didn't deserve to get this sort of help and largesse and the discipline here from your point of view, that you've been doing this for as long as you have, working as hard. You don't want to see people who are undeserving get the help. You work too hard to put all this together, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Doug. And I think what many people don't realize, and I've written a series of books concerning that, is that so many of us will go by the guy panhandling on the streets, or we're here, you know, homeless man, woman, boy, girl, you know, so on, family. We'll go, well, you know what? You know, and we'll get like a little proud voice and they go, well, you know what? If that was me, I'll tell folks, you know what? It isn't you. And as I've discovered the stories, Doug, of so many scores of these folks that we help, you know, to the outsider or to the person that sees them on the street, they're just some homeless guy or woman, you know, whatever. To us, you know, they're very, very dearly deserving souls who need a lot of help. And as people criticize those who turn to drugs and alcohol, and I'm not for a minute defending, the excess use of alcohol or bad use of drugs, what they don't see, Doug, is that so many of the people whom we help, they've had lives that are masked in extraordinary pain. People who have gone through unspeakable issues, maybe a rape, a horrible divorce, maybe people that have been abused by their parents, and so on. And they turn to drugs, alcohol, in an effort to mask the pain. I was down on West Mesa a few weeks ago and asked a guy, I mean, he was surrounded, literally, Doug, by scores of beer cans. But he told me, he said, I no longer drug, I no longer steal. I said, but you know what? You say you love Jesus, but you do drink a whole bunch. He goes, yeah. He goes, for this guy, he said, that is to mask the pain of sleeping every night in a cave surrounded by bugs and roaches and creepy crawlies. So when you and me are looking forward to, you know, going home to a nice bed and just enjoying a nice warm night at home, this guy's looking forward to, as are many other people in Albuquerque, to a cold, windy, blustery, blowing night on the West Mesa. And there are many other stories like that with folks that have stories of far, far worse.
Well, I wanted you to tell your story here, Jeremy. I thank you for that because I want to have this idea spread, perhaps. I'm sure there are other people around the country that are doing what you're doing, or at least some derivative of it, but to know it and understand it and underscore what can be done if people work together. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. It takes a little time. It takes a little ingenuity sometimes in order to get the things that are necessary to help these people out. But if we can plant a seed with somebody who's outside of the area where we are in Albuquerque to come up with a way, a plan, or maybe there are other people that are doing this and they're thinking to themselves, we ought to all get together and see if we can't help some of the people who really are in need, which is what you're doing. Thank you for being here, Jeremy Reynolds, who
well,
is...
Well, thanks, maybe we can give our website also for people to...
Sure, please, go ahead. Yeah, do that, okay. Please, go ahead.
Absolutely, okay, you can check it out on the web at joyjunction.org. Well, if you're into social media, you can check us out on none other than Facebook and Twitter.
Joyjunction.com.
Dot org.
org. Oh, that's a nonprofit.
Joyjunction.org
joyjunction.org. Yep. All right. Check it out on Facebook. Jeremy, thank you for being here. And nice meeting you again last night. Speaking of last night, I had the pleasure of the company of Mike and Rudy. And by golly, Double Duty Rudy is here.
It is so fun.
It is. All right. Well, we're not going to get involved. Don't jump the gun here, Myron. Please, hold on for a second. Because we have to, Rudy understands that in radio there are things called commercials. So before we meet Rudy, we're going to meet a couple of other people who have important messages for us. I wonder if Donald Duck has a, does Donald have a commercial for us?
I don't know.
All right, let's find out.
Yes,
Myron,
he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
21 after the hour. I was just giving thanks for the people who are connecting with us on Twitter and Facebook and that sort of thing. And some woman called up and said she can't stand the program. Is that the gist of that?
She's complaining about us loving Metafast. She's saying we sound like a bunch of fat people and our voices are flat, so we need to do something about that.
Our voices are flat.
Yeah, so we're fat and flat.
And she's an expert in what?
She says, who am I speaking to? I said, this is Rich, one of the fat, flat people that you don't like.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Thanks for that nice call, lady.
Good morning.
21 after on Good Day.
How you doing?
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got another and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned.
Time for our birthday list for this Thursday, the 20th of January. And the guitarist for 10cc gets us started, Eric Stewart. How many people know who he is?
Yeah.
66 years old, born in the state, 1945. He was actually one of the founding members of the Mind Benders.
Oh, yeah,
remember the Mind Benders, yeah, English, yeah, yeah. Mersey group? Yeah, yeah. So this is cool. I didn't realize that myself, Richie. So
yeah.
I'm learning something
cool
by listening to me. Who wrote The Game of Love? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then
so is 10cc.
For love.
I never really thought
10cc
about whether 10cc was Brits or not. I never thought about it.
I would guess that they are.
I would guess, yeah.
I didn't think about it either, but I'm guessing we could be safe assuming that. Also having a birthday today is Artie Johnson. Remember him from...
Laugh-In.
Probably best known for Laugh-In,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he
yeah
did a lot of... of acting in movies.
He was in he was the Nazi guy in the Blues Brothers,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Right, he was. Yep, yep, yep.
I hate
Artie Johnson,
Illinois Nazis.
Yeah. 1929, his birthday. So that makes him, what, 82?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Moving along. All right, also we have Paul Stanley Eisen, one of the members of KISS, Paul Stanley, but not the founding member, not the lead singer.
He's not
we'll
the
give
lead
that,
singer. No.
No, we'll give that to the guy who's been able to not only keep his KISS thing going, but the television, the business about what goes on in his house,
yeah,
the family stuff.
Gene Simmons done well
Gene
for himself.
Gene Simmons is a very clever guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a very clever guy.
Yeah.
Also, John Michael Montgomery's birthday is today, and you know him for this song. Remember this song?
Huge, huge crossover hit.
Yeah, right. Big pop hit. The birthday of Melissa Rivers, who is the daughter of comedian Joan Rivers.
Oh.
Lorenzo Lamas having a birthday today. And Bill Maher, who is the annoyingly, sometimes accurate host of Politically Incorrect. Annoying, yes. Have a lot of people. I've watched the show. I find some of the people that are guests on there pretty interesting and their ideas interesting. Speaking of interesting people with interesting ideas and interesting thoughts, interesting lives, and that's what it takes to sort of do a good job in terms of radio. When you're on the air, you got to have a story to tell. Rudy, you know, I'm thinking back to Rudy Grandy in the helicopter.
Right.
Now, Rudy is a guy who worked in Los Angeles with Bob. And this, Richie, this is the thing. Everybody comes back around to Bob. Bob has apparently worked with everybody who still exists.
I believe that.
And, right. I think he has, one way or the other. He's worked with everybody. So you and Mike. Mike's not coming. You're holding up the fort for him.
Yes, I'm going to hold up the fort because we didn't talk this morning yet.
All right. So you and Mike now are the afternoon hosts here on the Kiva. And you're trying with the rest of the world in this form. In this, and I don't want to say it's a format because it really isn't. Spoken word format applies to news radio. You've worked in that. To talk, spoken word stuff is a broad home. A lot of people think, though, it all is conservative talk radio and angry and hostile. The news media certainly is the culprit there. They paint everybody who does this on the air as some whack job right winger. And I, frankly, I used to resent it. Now I just laugh at it because it shows you if, in fact, they get that story wrong, do they get anything right? Why would you believe anything? We got onto this yesterday, you and I, in the afternoon show. We're talking about sort of the truth and what it is and how you find it. And is there a difference between facts and truth? So how have you arrived at the distinction between the two?
Life. You know what? You just got to go through life, and you've got to recognize that, you know what? That is just so stupid, I don't need to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And other things are just, wow, I should consider that somehow because I can it resonates with me in some way, but I don't know what way. And before I go try and leading troops saying, well, it's my way or the highway, and you better stand on my side, by golly, or get away. No, I mean, we got to think about these things and talk about these things to find solutions.
Is that part of the job of somebody doing a radio program to lead the troops?
No.
What's the job of a guy doing a radio program?
To get everybody to think.
Mm-hmm.
And talk. And between us, we will find to every problem there is a solution.
I remember that, Richie. Hold on to that thought. 28 after on Good Day.
When you're deep in debt, it feels like a ball and chain. Now a new book tells you how to free yourself.
The title is Debt is Slavery and 9 Other Things I Wish My Dad Had Taught Me About Money.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Debt has corrosive power. That's author Michael Mihalik's premise.
There's some really powerful ideas in this book.
AARP financial educator John Dolphinay.
Equating money with time so that we eliminate unnecessary spending and uncovering the hidden costs of possessions. In this book, he really talks about this huge cross to bear of debt and so really speaking about this almost in moral terms.
The book is Debt is Slavery and 9 Other Things I Wish My Dad Had Taught Me About Money. The author advocates saving 50% of your salary and owning things that bring in more cash. It's a fascinating read. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow!
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the studios of Kiva. Bob Kay, who is a radio expert, a radio enthusiast. Well, the thing is, and Rudy falls into this too, Rudy Grandy, who's the host of the afternoon program here on Kiva. We're talking sort of, I don't want to make this too inside, if we'd make it too inside, Richie would kick us around. But yes. the thing that goes on, and this is, by the way, one of the things that people wanted to know last night at dinner. We had a nice dinner here with some of the folks that listen to the radio station in attendance, and they want to know about you, but they also want to know about the issues, oftentimes, and they want to know about how all of this fits together. And there were people there who had worked with Bob at KOB when he was here in Albuquerque 20-some-odd years ago. And the community that we have, the radio community that we have, is really kind of a neat one. And as we work together and try to figure out what people want to listen to, because that's what's important. That was like a focus group last night.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know what a focus group is, it's a select group of your listeners referred to often as P1s. And a P1, again, isn't, I don't want to make this too inside.
You're really getting it.
But a P1 is a primary listener or user of your radio station. They are the big fans. They are the ones who really love the programs. They want to know more about the people. If I heard it once last night, I heard it a dozen times. I want to put a face with a voice. You hear that all the time. What do you look like? Even though now, with technology as it is, you can look on the website and you see everybody's picture. You kind of, there are videos. We have videos up at gooddayshow.com today of me traveling in the car with Bob and Charlotte and the picture of me in the hat and all the other pictures that are there, part and parcel of what all of us look like and sort of what we do. And, Rudy, I'm sure that you have that. Your experience in radio goes back a long time. And people have often probably said to you, even when you were in the helicopter doing the news reports for the traffic reports. Richie, he did the traffic reports for KNX in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
1070.
Yeah.
News radio.
Yeah. And so, but people, you become a distinct, that voice, especially in terms of that kind of information. People want to know who listens to the radio. Well, they're going to get stuck in traffic on their way to work. They want to know what the weather is so they can wear the appropriate things. They want to make sure they know what time it is so that they can not be late for work or school or wherever they have to be. These are the common basic things that we've all learned about in our years of doing this. And even in doing some of those simple things, you become a personality. You relate to people. They get to know your name because the information you're providing to them is important to them, and therefore it may have more meaning than some general conversation. They might know you better than the person who is the newscaster, for example, because the newscaster is just, okay, so much blah, 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 blah. But the traffic, I'm listening to the radio station to get the traffic.
But that's what people want. They
right.
want that stuff that relates to them, but they want to be able to interact with what the anchor's doing and talking about.
Yeah, right.
And the interaction doesn't necessarily mean that they have to call in. They want to be able to say, I can't believe that. They just want to be able to react and respond and interact.
Yeah.
And so you just have to assemble a cast of characters that they're going to trust.
We, this morning earlier, Richie had a moment when he thought that people would be throwing their radios either out the window or at the wall. And I don't remember exactly what was going on. What was that?
Representative Weiner talking to Keith Olbermann.
Right. Yeah. So
now there's a pair.
Yeah, that's okay.
Exactly
right. All right.
That's why.
But other people may think
I'd drive into a bridge abutment if I had to listen to that interview.
Well, but you see, that's you.
It is me.
Or it's Bob, or it may be me. We may all moderately agree politically on some stuff, but. That doesn't mean that that doesn't have value. That information, those voices, and that. Doesn't have value.
100% it does.
Yeah. But it's finding a way. What we're trying to do now is not deal in the polarized reality of the 5 out of 100 who will listen to a particular host because that's his brand, that's his point of view. We want to broaden the interests. People are broader in their interests than just. And this bugs me kind of when I tell people that I do a radio program. They want to know, first question is, are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Or people will call the program, and there's no politics in the Good Day Show. There is in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. But it is amazing. Sometimes the first question out of people's mouths to me is, are you a liberal or a conservative?
Right.
Or they'll say when they call it, I'm a conservative, of course. And I'll usually stop them and say, why should I know? What do you mean you're a conservative, of course? How do I know you're a conservative? Well, everybody here is. Hello, excuse me. No, everybody isn't. But you may think because you surround yourself with the like thinkers, and that's great. That's what you want to listen to. Swell. It's like music. If you want to listen to oldies music, then you find yourself in that group. And, of course, the people who are listening to that program like oldies music. And that, I mean, I think that's the application here.
I think when people ask that question, though, are you conservative or are you liberal, it's because they want to know whether they should listen to you or not, because people would rather be
what
sheep.
What a foolish way
that's exactly,
to decide whether they're going to listen to somebody or
and
not.
And nowadays, and our listen, I when I was doing talk radio as well as the reporting from the helicopter in Los Angeles, I did a show on Sunday mornings on KRLA. And I maybe shouldn't have said
that.
On the
No, I do a show now on KRLA on Sunday morning.
Yeah, well,
I probably replace you.
Probably. The fact of the matter is we did that show and we always said, we don't want to tell you what to think. We just want to get you to think.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just think by yourself? Would you think with us corporately? Can we find our way to a solution to whatever ails us?
Well, you see, that speaks back to the issue of listening to that which you like, because a lot of people don't know how to think anymore. It's a sad thing because schools are not teaching people. They teach people what to think in that here's the book or here's the rote, learn that, memorize it, and you'll be all set for the test. That's it. That's all their responsibility. They think the responsibility ends there. So nobody knows how to think. We aren't taught how to work through problems anymore because we don't need to. The calculator works through the math problems. What the hell do we need to? We don't need to think. We know if we put 2 + 2 in the calculator, it'll come up with 4. And the same is true if you're using this, I'm looking at my screen. All right, I sent an email to somebody. I want to make sure the spelling's correct because I wasn't sure. You hit
spell check.
You don't have to think about anything. You just push a button and it fixes whatever. Well, that's the way it is in life.
Whoa.
You can't fix problems by pushing a button.
So you actually knew that that spell check button was there?
Yes, Rich. I actually knew that spell check button.
Can you use it every now and then?
Yes, I do every once in a while.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Many programs, it's automatic.
Yeah.
You don't even have
on my iPhone, it won't let me spell something wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like the spell check.
My Droid, too.
I like the spell check that gives you all the choices, and so you got to pick, and you got to say, okay, well, which one of these do I want? Because it makes you think.
Okay, so that's good. At least you think. Back to learning how to think. So if you are told by somebody on the radio that you like, this is what's right, this is the truth, this is how to think, then the game is over.
And the worst part of that is then we really don't forward the ball. We only go as far as they'll let us go, yeah. as far as they'll tell us these are the boundaries and this is what you can think. And there's so much more to the solution. I really believe that people really do want to be actively involved, whether it's, like you said, wanting to throw the radio
out. Now they almost have to be because the place is, everything's such a mess. And it's because of, in part, people not thinking through to understand what the solutions are. And the best example, not necessarily being political, but being a realist in the system, most people don't vote in the primaries, and the primaries are the most important voting experience because you really get to choose and pick from a number of candidates who are far broader than what you get to choose from in the November election, where there may be two or three parties, therefore two or three candidates that represent one each from the various parties. But when you go to the primary, you often have four, five, six good contestants, and yet only 20, I think the last September, 24% of the eligible voters voted. That's you're shooting yourself in your head if
right.
you don't vote in the primary.
But you know, one of the other things, it's just like the spell check, it's just like the calculator. All ads now by politicians are just a bunch of sound bites.
That's all.
So you don't even know what they believe either. They just tell you, this is what I believe. And it's always going to be something along political correct lines so that they don't get killed by anybody.
Well, but then you look at what happened in this past election. Almost $4 billion was spent on those 30-second sound bites on radio stations like this one, on radio programs like mine, on television shows, you name it, or billboards. There was a quick message, a 10-word soundbite on the billboard, or something that wasn't much longer or more involved than that, that either was about the candidate, which taught you nothing, or some slam at the other candidate.
Exactly.
But that wasn't the truth either. Usually this stuff's taken out of context.
And I see, and people really hate when I go into this, and so I hope you don't throw me off your show, but I am just...
Get ready with a button.
I am just
here
a believer that you we've got to get rid of political ad campaigns, period.
Richie, Nirvana. This guy's right out.
I've been listening to him for the last couple of minutes. I'm like, wait a minute, this is Doug 2.
This is Doug Clone, right. The way to fix some of the problems is to eliminate campaign contributions
yes.
and spending. If you can't get attention with your message, if your message isn't good enough to get the attention of the news media, people in talk, whatever it is, then you ain't worth a damn, and there's no point in you running. It is, and if you could buy your way into elections, which is what's happening because of the big, big corporate influence this past year, that no good SOB Harry Reid from Nevada got $3 million from the casinos. $3 million, and he only won the election by 4,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So how much did it cost him a vote to get that? The first thing he does when he goes back into session is introduce a bill to legalize online gambling, because that's what those $3 million were all about.
Coincidence.
Yeah, right. Shocking coincidence.
In the soundbite commercials that you hear from him, he's talking about all the things that really keep everything very in the middle and in the center. But there's a guy that's
he's not
anything
a centrist
but in
at all.
No.
And the lady who ran against him isn't a centrist either, and she tried to. I mean, at least there was. I thought some of the Tea Party candidates, like I like Ron Paul's son, Rand. I like him a lot. I didn't care for the lady who ran against Harry, what's his face, mostly because she was too extreme, and she really didn't know. She was riding a wave. I didn't feel like she really had a grasp of what the real issues were, but she at least was moderately intelligent and articulate, the same as Connolly in Delaware. But because she had more of a track record, that is, you could go dig around and find stuff on Connolly more than you could on, what's his name, Aguilera or something?
Right. But see, there again, riding a wave.
But,
why do you have to ride a wave?
But she won because not enough people voted in the primaries in Nevada.
Right.
If more people had voted in the primary in Nevada, that woman would never have gotten beyond first base.
Right. And again, there is the problem. We've got to get the folks need to get involved in what is their everyday life. The bigger the government, the further the decisions are from the real people.
And because Kiva is interested in finding solutions, part of the solution is to help people understand why they need to go vote in the primaries. But there are so many other things that are going on in life that aren't necessarily political. You find today conversation about the health care bill, although I guess it's somewhat political. The solution to that problem is to have a whole different approach to health, not health care or health insurance, but health, prevention, spending money. If money's going to be extracted or extorted from us through the tax system, then it ought to be used to help people, to help us from having to spend more money, more of our money, to take care of people who decide not to take care of themselves. Why should you and I have to pay for people who drink, smoke, and abuse themselves for their entire lives, and then we're expected to pick up the bill at the end?
But those of us who do have, who have had problems in our life with the drinking, smoking, or whatever, we're the ones that don't want to go because we know they're going to tell us, don't do that anymore. But if we find that preventative care, and here we've got on our Wednesday show, once a month, we bring in the New Mexico Heart Institute. You think, I go to the dentist for preventative care. Mm-hmm. Well, here, that's what this Heart Institute is all about. It's about preventative care. Come in. Let's do an echo on you. Let's take a look at what's going on. Let's do the stress test so you know where you're at. I'm not going to tell you what to do or not do. I'm going to tell you how your heart is, and do you want it to
keep ticking
or not?
People are interested in those things, not just in politics. They're interested in having a better life, and this is a good way to find your way to a good life. Good
and
to have you here.
And people want to know about everything that's going on in their lives, period. Absolutely. Business around you. Right. We have a business coach that comes in on Mondays. Yep. That's what has to happen because people want to know, how are you going to make my whole life something that I can interact with? I don't have to just listen to one person or another person and tell me which way I'm supposed to go.
Well, people will not keep doing that. They'll stop doing it. And so, therefore, the format will become invalid unless we are more apt to use it to help people do things better and make their lives better and have some fun at the same time. Why can't you have some fun with this stuff? Why can't you have, you know, you listen to this program every morning. We have all kinds of silly stuff going on, but still, at the end of the day, you've been helped in three or four major ways, hopefully, if you spend some time here.
And you had some fun. So you're going to go to work at the end. At the end of this, you're going to go to work and you're going to feel like, wow, this is really a great day.
Not me. I'm driving to the next city. It's like the bus. Rudy Grandy, thank you for being here and good luck. Continued success. Kiva in the afternoon, Rudy and Mike are here and they're doing, as he described, stuff that'll make you think about things on the better side rather than the black side. He's not black. He's not white. He's gray. How about that?
Well, thank you. Well, that's exactly black and white in a gray world.
Yeah. That's right. There
thanks
we go.
Thanks for setting the day up for us every day, though.
All right, you're welcome. 12 before the hour, and good day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, STEPHAN. Check us out online, gooddayshow.com, 51 past the hour. Mm-hmm.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quite a busy day in Washington, a vote to repeal, and a lavish state dinner. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Let's start on Capitol Hill, where the Republicans in the House, who now have the majority, did what they said they were going to do, banding together to pass a repeal of the new health care reform law against the wishes of Democrats, such as New Mexico Congressman Martin Heinrich.
I urge my colleagues to vote against a return to the broken health care system that we spent decades trying to fix.
But the repeal did go through on a vote of 245 to 189, House Speaker John Boehner saying it's time to move ahead.
I just think it's time to listen to the American people and to do this the right way.
The Speaker vowing to replace the Democratic health care law with common sense reforms. Whatever happens in the House, all of this won't be going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Down the street at the White House, big bash last night. State dinner with President Obama and the First Lady as hosts, greeting Chinese President Hu Jintao and his entourage. As is customary, the two world leaders exchanged toasts. President Obama spoke of a stronger friendship and growth in relations.
Let us never forget the values that our people share, a reverence for family, the belief that with education and hard work and with sacrifice, the future is what we make it. And most of all, the desire to give our children a better life.
The Chinese delegation, by the way, requested and received an American-style state dinner, 5 courses, including Maine lobster and dry-aged ribeye. Over 200 guests were invited. Former Presidents Clinton and Carter were there. Entertainers, too, among them Barbara Streisand, Jackie Chan, skating champion Michelle Kwan, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Earlier in the day, there was some business discussed, President Obama confirming a new $45 billion export deal with China. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
During this week, some Colorado and Utah mountains picked up new snow and big snow totals, so we're riding the powder stashes for the rest of the week and into the weekend. In the east, some colder temperatures settling, but good grooming efforts have made a big difference from that storm that rolled through. Starting things off in Colorado in Arapahoe Basin, 95 runs thanks to a nice push of new snow this week, over a foot at 8 Basin. Breckenridge riding 155 runs thanks to a recent 30 inches of fresh powder. They pilot high with 2,300 acres. Bailing over 190 runs at 5,200 acres. They scored plenty of fresh snow, over a foot and a half at Vail. Beaver Creek, 147 runs. There's powder there as well. Now checking out the canyons in Utah, a recent half a foot plus of fresh snow piling high on 170 runs. Now to Stratton in southern Vermont, over 80 trails thanks to fresh snow this week in 35 miles. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont on 3 peaks and 78 trails. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts with over 20 runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Weaker than expected earnings in the financial sector and a dip in tech stocks led to a lower day on Wall Street. The Dow off 13 points yesterday to 11,825. S&P down 13. NASDAQ fell 40. Crude oil down 52 cents to $90.86 a barrel. Mixed news on the housing market. Housing starts fell to their lowest level in more than a year during December. But in what could be a signal of future demand, building permits jumped almost 17% last month. Less than 2 weeks after she was shot in the head at that political gathering in Tucson, Arizona, Congresswoman Gabby Giffords has been able to stand up in her hospital room. Giffords' astronaut husband, Mark Kelly, says he's very encouraged by his wife's improving condition.
She gets a little bit better each day. So every day I see her, she's improving. And as long as she stays on that slope, I'm confident she's going to make a full recovery. I don't know how long that's going to take.
In a statement released by Congresswoman Giffords' office, her physical rehabilitation, quote, is likely to begin later this week, end quote, and she is expected to be transported Friday to a rehab center in Houston. And finally, longtime U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, a Democrat for years who lost a primary battle in his last election, an election he wound up winning as an independent. Lieberman made an announcement yesterday about his future, saying that after 40 years in elective office, 24 in the Senate, and more than 15 campaign seasons, which included the 2000 presidential campaign in which he was the running mate for Al Gore, it's time to move on.
For me, it is time for another season and another purpose under heaven.
Senator Lieberman saying he will not run for re-election in 2012. He also gave us the quote of the day as he spoke about his decision to leave the Senate where he spent so many years.
It's not easy on the spouses. And Hadassah said to me, Joey, how long are you going to stay in the Senate? And I said, sweetheart, I want to make you a promise today. I promise you that when Regis leaves television, I'll leave the Senate. And here we are.
Senator Joe Lieberman, never known as a comedic cut-up, but that was a good line. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.